Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So I'm 32 and I'm like newly single, and when I say newly single I mean like my fiance just told me he was moving out and then ghosted me while still living with me.
This is making me uncomfortable.
And then moved out and then just left the key on a table while I was sitting there in front of him and he like never even had a conversation with me. So technically I'm still in a relationship, but I'm not in a relationship because he's been removed from everything from my life. But he didn't even break up with me because that would be the right thing to do.
Most men, then it starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop! And then the man's, oh, here, hold this. I'll be right back. And the man just disappeared.
I don't think you guys were ever together. I just think he needed a place to stay. And he let you believe the lie that you guys were in a committed, you know, serious relationship. Or you could be completely lying. That's always an option for women on TikTok.
Woman in her car on TikTok, guys. Of course, you know, the natural scenery for such creatures.
Or maybe he was just your roommate that, you know, got lonely from time to time and boinked you. And somehow you thought that was a relationship. And he found a new place and you thought that was him leaving you. No, you were never together. Getting plucked by your roommate when he's drunk after, you know, a long night out with the boys isn't, you know, a contract to commitment.
And you see, if you're going to ghost the person that you're still living with while you're in a relationship with them after they had just paid for your wedding that you were going to have in 2 months... It kind of tracks that I'm not going to be told that my relationship's over. But, like, what the f***? And also, I'm okay.
No, you're not.
But is he?
You don't really want to know.
Posted a video about how my boyfriend cheated on me with my best friend, and I put as the caption saying, I'm gonna hate that girl for life, which is facts. This comment says, you hate the girl but not the boy. Y'all be taking out on the wrong person. Which is not true at all. Obviously, I'm not with the man anymore. Trust me, he got his karma.
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
Obviously, we aren't together anymore. We don't talk. But me personally, I think being mad at a boy and being mad at your best friend is two different things. I feel like your best friend owes you more loyalty than any man ever should. Men come and go. Your best friend is supposed to be your for life, or that was my...
Men come and go when you're an OF dot. And I'm sure you guys had a threesome with that woman at some point, and that's what opened up this to happen. Like, seriously, what are the chances that this woman doesn't have an OF page? Is there any chance?
The answer is hell no.
I don't know if the fake lips are giving it away or the stupid nose ring.
Hey, girl, we were with each other every single day. Everybody knew we were best friends. Not even the fact that she did it, it's the fact that she lied about it. How I found out that it even happened is I went through his phone and I seen the video of them doing it, and it was nice. 2 hours long. The video that I seen sucking, riding, all types of things I did never want to see my best friend do to my boyfriend.
Let's be honest, women love getting with a guy that her friends would want to get with. They have to get that approval before they'll even get in a relationship with a guy. They have to get the vibe that their friends would F that man. They want to make their girlfriends jealous. So this is what you guys open yourself up to. So yeah, my tear ducts are really, really dry over here. And be real, you flicked your bean to it, didn't you?
God, you're sick.
You're not single because there's anything wrong with you or because you're broken or too complicated or too weird. And you're not single because you're not attractive enough or have less than ideal job. You're not single because you carry too much emotional baggage, trauma, or tough family history. It's really tempting to blame yourself for not being in a relationship.
Well, yeah, never blame yourself for anything when you're a woman. That's the best advice a woman can get. Nothing is ever your fault. But really, they don't need that advice because they already feel like that from, you know, when they were young anyway. So I don't see what the point of this video is. You're telling women something they already inherently believe. Nothing is ever my fault, no matter what. So yeah, this isn't exactly groundbreaking material here.
I'm sorry, guys, but just a quick PSA.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
If you're a woman in today's society and you're single and you go out on dates, Please, 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 do not pay for your drinks unless you don't value yourself.
I'd have picked her out in a lineup at a brothel, but outside of that, it, no.
Or your food. If someone is taking time out of your day where you're getting dressed, you are putting your makeup on, you are just making yourself available for someone, the least they could do is offer to pay for you.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
No. Look, they worked hard too. They had to put in a lot of work to even become an attractive man that can get a date with a woman. The man is the prize. He's going to be the one that pays for stuff, right? That sounds like a prize. Somebody to come in and pay for my crap. Pay for me a place to live. Pay for my car note. Buy me dinners. That sounds like a prize to me. So maybe you should pay for the first date to impress him. That would actually make more sense. But logic and women mix like oil and water. Never mind. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
Guys, I need your advice, right? I'm seeing someone new, okay? I do not like to reach out to men first. I like it when men reach out to me.
We don't care!
However, he likes it when girls reach out to him. And now I don't know whether I should be the one reaching out, but I don't want to reach out because I'm very old school and I like it when the men take the initiative and then I will follow up by being feminine.
What do you think, guys? Does this look like a guy or do you think this is a natural born woman? When a woman's really into a guy, all that other stuff go out the window. She wouldn't be asking TikTok if she should reach out to him first if she was really into him that much. But yeah, the fake lips tell me that she doesn't have a future in a happy, healthy relationship with anybody, so it doesn't really matter.
Here's a way to turn women on and heighten arousal in romantic relationships, according to science. It's called excitement transfer theory, and the idea is that doing thrilling activities with a woman can actually build attraction.
Look, man, F all this. It's her responsibility to screw you. If she make you jump through hoops to get the cheeks, and you already in a relationship with her, you know, you bought the cow, you're investing in the cow, you got to protect and provide for the cow, and you can't F the cow. Nah, man, it's time to reconsider things. Maybe time to leave. A grown man shouldn't have to work to screw his own wife or girlfriend. It's just, it's pathetic, it's degrading, it's embarrassing, it's just sad. By the time you have to listen to a helpful video from a dingbat on TikTok about how to, you know, have sex with your own girlfriend or wife, it's been done a long time.
Y'all know what the f*** I talk about when I say these things.
To illustrate this, a 2003 UT study found that women who had just gone on a roller coaster felt more attraction to guys after the ride, especially the guys who sat next to them. I'm not suggesting you plan your next date to Space Mountain, but maybe you learn a little spin and dip for the dance floor, go go-karting, or even just watch a thrilling movie together.
Yeah, women love exciting men. The problem is, look, a relationship isn't exciting. A 30, 40 year relationship isn't gonna be about excitement. See, they should put this in the vows or something, you know. You vow to F him when you're bored, when you're not in the mood, when you got a headache, when the excitement ain't there. Women need to look at being a wife as a duty. It's a duty and it's a job and it's a responsibility. Handle your motherfucking business as a woman and keep my balls empty. And I shouldn't have to take you on a roller coaster ride to get you to do your motherfucking job.
Bars.
I'm not sure that I'm normal in conventional terms. When it comes to dating, not that I've been on a date for a long time, but personally speaking, my idea of a good date is this: going to the local dump or tip or recycling centre and getting rid of loads of clutter.
What kind of shit is that?
Like, what man in his right mind is going to go on a date to a dump? I mean, I guess a lot of guys are desperate to get laid. So only the bottom of the barrel guys are going to accept a date to the fucking dump. I mean, I guess the bright side is he don't got to spend a lot of money. So, hey, maybe some guys would like it.
What? How stupid would I be to do that? Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's the most action I've had in a very long time. Anyway, after that, going to a range of charity shops, maybe a jumble sale or a garage sale, and then going to McDonald's and using the app.
It's almost worse than that you don't have a man if your standards are so low and you down to go to McDonald's and you down to go to a garbage can and all that. Like, why haven't you found somebody? It's not your high standards. It's not your bouginess. What's the problem? I guess it's your social awkwardness and this TikTok account.
You damn skippy.
You can get cheaper food, and I'd probably want to have a McFlurry. Then after that, go back home and watch a really good serial series. Is that what normal people do these days when it comes to dating? I'm not sure they do. But anyway, that's how I want to do it.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
So if you're dating over 40 and someone asks you,
yikes,
why are you still single?
Good question.
Show them this. I'm going to break down the dating pool for you. Okay. We've all the men. Need to take away the ones that are married, aren't age appropriate because we are over 40, ones that are gay, ones that are broke, the ones that are emotionally unavailable, the ones that still have drama with their ex.
Right.
We're gonna take away the ones that are perpetual bachelors.
I'm gonna let her keep going, but then I have one really good question to ask when she get down to the creme de la creme.
Then we have the ones that don't know what they want. The ones that love bomb you. Mm-hmm. And then, all right, so this is what we have. We want someone who's attractive. I have 10, so I need someone over 5'8". So a few people who decide they still want to smoke cigarettes, they have to. We need the people who don't want any more children.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm left with.
And why would those percentage of men want a train wreck like you?
They get stuck in this endless trap of all the men I want don't want me. And or are already married, or the men who want me, I don't want them. So they end up like stuck in the middle.
But the kind of boyfriend that I want, maybe, I don't think they want me. And the ones that want me,
you don't want.
I don't want them.
Right.
At all.
A old washed up train wreck like you, who's still making stupid videos like this in her 40s. You a grown ass woman. Still playing with cereals or oats or whatever the fuck those are. That's what you're not going to break down. You're not going to do a video breaking down that using Cheerios or Fruit Loops or whatever.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. No attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.